His father is a legend of Cuban music. His mother, a choreographer and tap dancer. He was born amidst his family's music, his father's guitar, and the fever for music. The fresh mist of the ocean rocked him as much as his family's music and a constant atmosphere of love, passion, and discipline for music. He is the director of the legendary Los Van Van Orchestra that was founded and led by his father Juan Formel since 1969. He learned the secrets and the hard work from his father and his extended family, the family of musicians in Los Van Van Orchestra, an orchestra that is one of the icons of Cuba in the world, as close as its own flag. As an example of Los Van Van popularity, there is a Cuban saying, when you want to be the best and your friends know that you aren't, they would say to you, no te hagas el Van Van que tú no lo eres. Don't try to be the Van Van that you are not. Los Van Van presents music to dance, but also to listen to the heart on everyday Cuban life and poetry. Today with us, Samuel Formel, director of Los Van Van. For you, Cristina Bachín. Formel, gracias por brindarnos esta entrevista al programa Raíces desde Chicago y estamos esperándolos para vuestro concierto en el Centro Nacional de Cultura Hispana en Albuquerque. Bienvenido a nuestro programa.
Bueno, muchas gracias. Para mí es un placer estar invitado y bueno.
Thank you. It is such a pleasure to be invited to your program and speak about Los Van Van, our projects, tour of the United States, and of course, our new CD, which is what brings us on this tour. We've already done numerous concerts, including Chicago and Los Angeles.
Si tuvieras un oyente o un público que nunca hubiera escuchado Los Van Van y tuvieras que elegir una canción que los presenta, Los Van Van, a esa persona que nunca los escuchó, ¿qué canción elegirías?
Un poco difícil.
Oh, that's a little difficult to answer. Los Van Van has an extensive repertory, over 5 decades. Some songs mark significant periods in our history, such as La Sandunguera, Esto te pone la cabeza mala, Popurrí de los setentas, Después de todo. It's one that people love. It's just too difficult to pick one.
Y de este último disco que están presentando, ¿cuál sería la canción más importante que representa a Los Van Van?
Hemos sacado el primer tema que el single que se le dio la popularidad.
Todo se acabó is the first song on the CD, La Fantasía, and also first gained popularity in Cuba. But at the same time, our Cuban fans kept La Moda as the top song for 2 or 3 weeks. La Moda is about keratine treatments and all those things women do, including the extensions. Van Van always tries to chronicle what's happening, what is in fashion, just like the title suggests. The lyrics of this song is about a relationship that is ending. This CD is for the public who likes to dance. When you start to listen to the CD, it's difficult to choose a song. As we use 4 singers, there is one song called Somos Diferentes, We're Different, that is also very good. And of course, the song La Fantasía, which gave the CD its name and sung by my father, with a beautiful arrangement, very professional, and different because it is for listening rather than for dancing.
Los Van Van del 2015, ¿cómo es la conformación instrumental que ustedes están presentando ahora en esta gira de Estados Unidos, instrumental y vocal.
Bueno, no. No hubo prácticamente ningún cambio. No hubo ningún cambio después.
There's been no personnel changes since the death of my father. The same musicians continue together. Our main goal was to produce a CD, and we produced La Fantasía, which we're now promoting. The orchestra is the same, with three trombones, violins, a flute, percussion, conga, giro, four singers, piano, keyboard, and bass. I play the drum set and direct the orchestra.
Que tocó la batería y la orquesta.
Desde que ustedes, que tú has perdido a tu papá y las Bambam perdieron a Juan Formel y ahora estás tú continuando esa trayectoria que es como un ícono de Cuba. ¿Se puede decir que hay un antes y después de Juan Formel?
Bueno, mira, mi papá inteligentemente en vida me preparó para esta ocasión.
Well, my papa wisely prepared me for this occasion, knowing that these things happen in life. It's the law of life. Someday we must leave this existence, and he was very clear in that understanding. It's been 10 years since he decided to have me direct the orchestra. He started out by letting me go on tours to Europe, because they were very tiring, traveling and working every day. And as he was diabetic, he knew he needed rest, and his physician also told him tours like that were too much for him. But it was not just about me directing orchestra without him, but that an orchestra requires discipline, which is one of the reasons Los Bambam has lasted so many years. It is that discipline and the need to present the music with positive energy. You know, musicians with 5 or 6 years' experience play as if for my father. You learn through strict musical discipline how to function together, which is what makes Bambam so different. It keeps us tight like a family, but always under the watchful eye of my father as he prepared for the future. So I think it's important to continue this work of my father without changing the strength of the orchestra. When we are going to do a song, when we're going to make a CD, we never think of doing anything less than what is expected of Los Bambam. Los Bambam is for dancing, but also for listening.
Que sea un grupo como una familia. Y bajo siempre la mira de mi padre, pero ya él sabía que realmente estaba preparado para esto, para lo que él quería. Entonces creo que es seguir y continuar este legado de mi padre sin cambiar realmente la fuerza de esta orquesta, la energía y bueno. Y vigilar mucho cuando vayamos a hacer una canción, cuando vayamos a hacer un disco, no caer en los chabacanos, en algo que nunca ha sido Bambam, ¿no? Bambam es para bailar, pero también es para escuchar.
Si tuvieras que pensar cómo era la banda sonora de tu infancia, como si fuera la música de fondo, los ruidos de fondo de tu infancia, ¿qué recuerdas de eso?
Lo recuerdo que tengo es que en mi casa siempre se respiraba todo lo que tenía que ver con la música.
My memories bring me back to my home. It breathed everything that has to do with music. My grandfather was a musician, my mother a tap dancer and choreographer. From both sides of the family, I drew on artistic influences. My mama listened to a lot of jazz as she was a tap dancer. My father, he liked jazz too, but also listened to rock and pop music. This influenced how he treated Cuban music differently and created a new Cuban musical sound. He called it songo. He included the drum set, a popular North American instrument, As a result, I have memories of when I must have been 7 or 8, when my father started Las Vanvan, I was 3. That's to say, since I was 3, I've had this injection, this influence from my father, memories in the house when I was a child, and of his composing with a guitar until late in the night, writing music. I remember when he would go to make a record and come home to listen to the final recording, and all the rehearsals to make this music, and then after the live concerts, the concerts during the day, not those at night because I was too young. All these things greatly influenced me, and I remember the band of those years in the mid-70s making music that is not exactly what is done today. I had a little more North American influence from my father, and this was transformed into a band with 3 trombones. A little more influenced from the sounds of Ruben Blades and Willy Colon, with my father introducing 3 trombones and creating this songo rhythm, which is a different modality.
Hagamos de cuenta que los Vanvan están en una rotonda y muchas calles cruzan esas rotondas. Y te pido a ti que le pongas los nombres de las calles que cruzan a la rotonda de los Vanvan. ¿Qué nombres pondrías ahí?
One street would be called Songo, another Rumba, another Huabonco, and another Juan Formel, another Los Vanvan, another Cuba. I think these names would make me happy.
Cada vez que yo escucho Los Vanvan, al menos a mí me pasa eso y supongo que a mucha gente, uno piensa en Cuba. Es como una marca registrada, es como el Malbec, el vino Malbec en Argentina, o el queso o el champán en Francia. ¿Qué es lo que hace que esa música sea tan fuerte en la identidad como Cuba?
Mira, más que todo, Vanvan ha sido una orquesta que...
Vanvan has been the orchestra that my father founded and moved forward. It's what I inherited from him. I'm the continuation of what my father created. Cubans since the 1970s identified with my father's creation, El Songo. And ever since then, every decade a new generation has identified with this sound. Sometimes music stays in a particular era or with the same people, and the next generation can't assimilate it or like it. So has been one of our dreams and most important work of my father always said, the question is not to arrive, I can make it without maintaining it. The most important is to arrive first and maintain it as the favorite of the people year after year. Wisely, he understood he needed to appeal to each new generation and not play just for the first. Thinking about how to serve the next generation, what they wanted to hear, what they liked, what rhythm, electronic sounds. He was very jealous of those things that evolved with time. He never wanted to be behind. He never stayed old. That allowed for various generations, almost 5 decades, half a century of music, translated from one older generation to the present. And the Cuban public recognized that they had a musical group that could represent them globally and was like a banner, the flag.
Casi quinto, 5 décadas, que Vanvan tiene 46 años, que cumple este año, solamente 4 años para 5 décadas, medio siglo, ha ido trasladando la música, la generación antigua a la presente. Y a partir de ello, creo que el cubano empezó como a respetar que tenía un grupo musical que lo representaba en el mundo y que era como un escudo, como la bandera.
Oye, pasan los años. Seguimos ahí, ahí, ahí.
es como que no se queda en algo tradicional, sino que justamente la clave es ir cambiando en relación a los nuevos tiempos.
Exactly. But without abandoning el songo, without abandoning the clave, without abandoning Cuban music, it's the main reason that Van Van is recognizing Cuba with great respect, as if it were the Cuban flag. In Cuba, there is a phrase I learned when I was a child. When you wanted to be the best and your friends knew you were not, they would say to you, "Don't try to be the Van Van that you're not." That phrase is still used today by Cubans.
Excelente frase. Samuel, ustedes tienen, me imagino, mucho por delante. ¿Y cuál es el futuro que están viendo y cuáles son vuestros proyectos de ahora en más?
Nosotros, una de las cosas que estamos comenzando.
Once we finished this CD, La Fantasía, we started working on a project with international artists who have wanted to record with Las Van Van for a long time. With the development of digital recording, this has been made collaborations with artists like Gilberto Santa Rosa much easier. We can say that even Sting wants to do something with Las Van Van because his wife likes to dance to Cuban music and learned with Las Van Van. Well, Sting knows Las Van Van and Juan Luis Guerra too. Juanes also wants to record with us. Luis Enrique too. And of course also collaborations with other Cuban artists.
Hasta Sting quiso y contactó una vez con mi padre con deseo de poder hacer algo con los Van Van, porque su esposa casualmente le gusta bailar mucho la música cubana.
Mira.
Y aprendió con los Van Van. Entonces mira por qué Sting conoció los Van Van. Estaba también Juan Guerra, Juan también quería grabar con nosotros. Ajá. Cuando en el proyecto de La Paz, Luis Enrique también, ya hicimos una con Isa Delgado, que debe estar a salir en poco tiempo, una semana o dos semanas, y también, bueno, colaboración con artistas cubanos, ¿no?
Muchas gracias, Samuel Formel, director de Los Van Van, y esperamos verlos pronto en vuestro concierto en el Centro Nacional de Cultura Hispana, en el National Hispanic Cultural Center aquí en Albuquerque. Estamos esperándolos con los brazos abiertos.
Muchas gracias, de verdad, y tremendo placer. Y nada, a todos los televidentes, les mando un saludo y bueno, y un abrazo de parte de Samuel Formel y Los Van Van.
Muchas gracias, Samuel, y esperamos pronto tener más noticias de Los Van Van. Gracias.
Gracias a ti.
Today with us we had the conversation with Samuel Formel, director of Los Van Van, in the production, translation and voiceover of this interview, Robert Valdez. For you, Cristina Bachin, and more Van Van here.